Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
2 minutes past 5 o'clock here in our nation's capital. You're tapped in the youngest in Charles and O. Willingham, taking you up to 6 o'clock here on the Burgundy and Gold today, right here on the Team 980. We're always live and free on the always free Odyssey app. If you want to keep the conversation going on social media, it is at NELL underscore BTP. Real quick, just got some more Commanders related news in. Chase Edmonds signed to the practice squad, a guy that was in Arizona with Cliff Kingsbury. He was brought in, obviously, to ease the burden of Austin Eckler being out for the season with that torn Achilles. Washington also worked out Demetric Felton, Khalil Herbert, Nyheim Hines, and then they also worked out defensive backs Trey Brown, Alex Johnson, and the last one gets me, Trayvon Mullen, brought in for a little bit of an interview. The status of Jonathan Jones is in doubt, so that's why they're bringing in DBs, but if you're just now joining the program, got a little bit of news. Found out earlier this afternoon, Jayden Daniels has a knee sprain and his status for Sunday's game versus the Raiders very much in question. This is from Mike Garofolo and Ian Rappaport of the NFL Network. Adam Schefter reporting the same thing. Schefter adding, the injury not believed to be serious, but it remains uncertain in terms of whether or not Jayden Daniels will be available for Sunday's contest against the Raiders. Right before we got on the air, the head coach of the Washington Commanders, Dan Quinn, spoke. He had this to say about what he needs to see from Jayden Daniels in order for him to play on Sunday against Vegas.
Yeah, it starts off first on like the strength part of things, the movements, and that's step one, John. Then on the field, the change of direction, the pivoting, the moving, all of those would be the things to go. So we'll just take it, you know, as it goes, you know, through the week, but he'd have to see all of the steps you know, along this week to hit those marks, the speed, the stopping, the change of direction, all of it.
Well, Dan Quinn right there sounds like a guy that's not going to put Jayden Daniels out there until he is 110% healthy and he's got to clear every marker. This is cut number five, Ant. This is Dan Quinn on if he's treating Jayden's injury a little bit more serious than the other ones.
It gets more attention, Tom, for sure. And we look here, we recognize like what Jayden is and the impact that he has here. But I'd be BSing if I said, you know, like we wouldn't care about those guys in the same way. So I think it's not less on for them. We just want to make sure we're going to try to push the guys to the right spots. All these guys are like legit competitors, Tom. So there's some of us protecting them from themselves as well. But we're going to do our best to make sure we got a pretty robust return to play program, and they have to hit all the markers even to be considered to go. So we're just not going to miss any steps along the way, man.
I am going to take Dan Quinn at face value when he says they're not going to miss any of the steps, but I have to point back to last year, and we'll take your calls on this as well at 301-230-0980. Does last year, in the way that they handled Jayden Daniels' rib injury, does that come into your mind when thinking about Jayden Daniels' knee injury? Because let's be real, they were not very forthcoming. They were not open, honest, and transparent. As a matter of fact, they lied about his ribs being broken for no apparent reason, if we're being honest, right? You can talk about gamesmanship all you want, right? The NFL knew that Jayden Daniels had a rib injury. Whether they're broken ribs, strained ribs, is really not that big of a deal. It's going to be targeted. He's going to get hit in the ribs when he's in the bottom of piles. I'll tell you what I would do. I'm punching at his ribs in the bottom of the pile because that's how I play ball. You know what I'm saying? So I get the gamesmanship portion of it, but we're going to have Kevin Sheehan on in about 25 minutes. And Kevin Sheehan, I don't know what what he slid DQ under the table before that interview, but Dan Quinn told Sheehan earlier this summer, hey, yeah, ribs were broken. Ribs were broken last year, and he played through it. he can be as tough of a competitor as he wants to be. I said it earlier, I'll say it again, right? We called him tough for playing through a rib injury. I would call him stupid for playing through a knee injury. Just bottom line. It's the bottom line. And that last answer, Dan Quinn was like, you know, for all of these guys, we're going to have to protect themselves from themselves. Here is Dan Quinn on protecting Jayden Daniels from himself.
Yes, you are correct. That's just who he is, which I also love about him, by the way. But it is part of, that's my job, you know, to make sure that, one, I'm getting all the information, you know, from the medical side. Is he hitting all the tests? And then you also have to trust your eyes. Where is he at? Where are we going? And so we're just not going to miss it, JP, for he and for any of the guys in that space. So that is the good part of being a competitor. But I'm constantly watching and pushing to see. And then before we even get onto the practice field, they have to go through a pretty strenuous testing to see where they're at, even before the actual on-field, you know, reps begin. So that's for he and for a couple of the other guys as well.
They're going to be smart. They're not going to let Jayden make a decision just to impact the short term. And I trust them with all of that. I do. But I will be lying if I ain't say, look, there is a part of me that's like, all right now. Y'all want to let him play. Y'all want to let him be tough, so on and so forth. But you got to be tough in the right spots, man. You can put this on a T-shirt. We called him tough for playing through a rib injury. I will call him stupid for playing through the knee injury. I want to open up the phones on this. 301-230-0980 is the number. Wherever you want to take it, man, your reaction to Jayden Daniels being officially listed as day-to-day with his knee injury. Are you concerned about the health of this young man moving forward throughout the course of his career? Would you let him play on Sunday if it's just a great one sprain? Wherever you want to take it, it's on you at 301-230-0980. Al is in Hyattsville. Wants to chime in. What's up, Al?
Hey, what's up, Lanell? How are you, bro?
I'm good, brother, man. How you doing?
I'm doing okay. First off, I'm going to need you to take, you know, a volume and just chill, bro. I need you to take a volume. You know, go home, take one, relax.
Put my feet up, take a warm shower. Yeah, exactly. I hear you, brother. I hear you.
Just let it, you know, get in the sauna, the hot tub, you know what I'm saying? Just sit, you know, just decompress a little bit, bro. See, I'm not concerned. Am I concerned? Heck, I'm concerned for every quarterback we ever had. So Jayden's would be no different, you know. Here's the thing that makes this different for me. And I know everybody, you know, you talked about, you know, last year and rib injury and everything like that. If Dan Snyder was owning this team, I'd be concerned. If Vinny Serrato was running this team, yeah, I'd be concerned. If Ron Rivera or Jay Gruden was running this team, I'd be concerned. If Scott McLuhan was running this team, I'd be concerned. None of them are here. So I'm not concerned because we have a new owner.
So let me say this real quick, Al. Let me say this real quick, Al, and I'll let you continue. And I know hindsight is 20/20. If we would have known, and I want you to chime in on this too. If we would have known that his ribs was broke last year and they let him play, I'd be pissed. I'll be honest with you. I would be mad as hell. If we knew his ribs was broke last year and they chose to play his ass anyway and still run him and not change the play calling at all, we should be upset at that. So I'm not saying I don't trust Dan Quinn and company. I'm not saying that at all. But if you knew that if we could like jump in the time machine and go back in time, and if they were, you know, forthcoming about his ribs being broken and they still chose to play him, you would be okay with that?
I would not be okay with that, but here's the thing. We're talking about a sport that is gladiatorial.
For sure.
It is what it is. It's a gladiator sport, always has been a gladiator sport. Meaning that no one comes from this game unscathed, period. No one. There has never been one person, even the kickers and the punters, never leave
for
this
sure
game unscathed.
I get that, Al. So, I get that. But you still, there are preventative measures that you could take, and last year Washington chose to bypass those. Why?
Oh, yes. Because it's do you play Texas Hold'em? Have you ever played Texas Hold'em?
I'm terrible at cards. Al, we got to let you go, brother. I appreciate you. Super insightful call. You're helping drive the show, little do you know. But I'm gonna pose that question to you, Ant. I'm gonna ask Kevin when he comes on. He Dan Quinn confirmed to Kevin right before the start of camp that the ribs were broken. If we would have known that the ribs were broke back then, and he doesn't miss any time, and they just play him like nothing happens, you'd be okay with that? I don't know if I would.
I mean, obviously, we probably all would have been a little upset with the decision to play him.
That's my point.
Like, but my thing is, like, this is also an injury that he probably could have been able to play through. And granted, you know, the accuracy was off on, you know, a couple of throws. And eventually, it did get a little bit better. But those first couple of games, him playing through the rib injury, it was definitely noticeable that he was dealing with something.
Yeah.
But again,
what was the first game after the rib injury? Was it the Bears game?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was the Bears
game. Because he played amazing in the Bears game.
Yeah. So he was definitely off on some throws, but
yeah, he was.
He threw the ball 60 yards. Like what with a broken rib. That's impressive.
That's
impressive. So I feel as though they, you know, trusted him and he trusted them that he could go out there and, you know, perform. Granted, it wasn't at the highest of levels,
yeah,
but he still, I think, gave us our best chance to win games last year. So NFL players, they go out there, they do it all the time. The knee injury is definitely a little bit different. Yeah, that one's different.
That's my thing.
I will say that.
It's a knee. So I guess to answer my own question, if I would have known last year that his ribs were broken, would I have wanted him to play immediately after against Chicago, where he went out and threw for a season high at the time, 326 yards, right after he broke his ribs, which is crazy. I get it that the way you put it, I think, is the kind of the angle that I want to tackle this with. Yeah, Jayden Daniels at not 100% gives you your best chance to win, but like, at what point does the winning part not matter? What's more important, having the best chance to win or his long-term health? I think that's like what I would be weighing at this point.
Yeah, but again, my point also is these are NFL players. These guys battle injuries week in and week out. It could be something on their thumb. It could be, you know,
certainly,
their pinky.
I get that.
It could be I'm not going to say a rib injury, a broken rib is a minor injury, but like
in the grand scheme of it.
Yeah, in the grand scheme of things, it isn't a knee injury. So like if it is a grade 2 knee sprain, I definitely don't want him playing. If it's grade 1, I probably would still be leaning to like, maybe I don't want to see him. Maybe I want to see him take a week rest, but also I wouldn't be, you know, ripping my hair out if he did play on a grade 1 knee sprain. I simply wouldn't. If he wanted to go out there with a brace, I wouldn't. But I do think
what's the benefit?
In my eyes, I want to see him resting. I wouldn't want to put him out there.
301-230-0980 is the number. If you're just getting off work, if you're picking the kids up from practice, welcome in. Jayden Daniels officially listed as day-to-day with a knee sprain. That's all we know at this point. We don't know if it's grade 1. We don't know if it's grade 2. We don't know if it's grade 3. It is a knee sprain that he is dealing with. And according to John Keim of ESPN, according to Adam Schefter, his status is in doubt for week number 3 against the Las Vegas Raiders. I want to open up the phones and let you chew on it however you decide. Your reaction to Jayden Daniels being listed as day-to-day. Are you concerned about his long-term health moving forward? Is it a situation where he would definitely be sitting out on Sunday for you? Your reaction to the news we got earlier this afternoon, the quarterback of the Washington Commanders officially listed as day-to-day. Your reaction to that injury news next.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
301-230-0980 is the number right here on the Burgundy and Gold today. You're tapped in the youngest in charge, and O. Willingham, taking you up to 6 o'clock. We got an abbreviated edition of the Burgundy and Gold here this afternoon as we got a Monday Night Football doubleheader to close out week number 2. Bucks and Texans coming your way at 7 o'clock. You can hear that right here on the Team 980. And then Chargers and Raiders, a little AFC West tilt to wrap up week number 2. That'll come your way at 10 o'clock tonight. Washington's opponent on Sunday is the aforementioned Las Vegas Raiders. The big question is, Who's going to be the starting quarterback for your Washington Commanders coming up on Sunday? We found out earlier this afternoon, Jayden Daniels officially listed as day-to-day with what is being described as a knee sprain. That's it. We don't know if it's grade one sprain, grade two sprain, grade three sprain. I'm going to assume that it's a grade one sprain. Because if it was a grade two sprain, I think you would have just put the kid on injured reserve, have him sit out for a month, and not do this dog and pony show. But maybe there's the gamesmanship element of this that I'm underscoring, I guess. But we don't know the severity of the knee injury. According to John Keim, as well as Adam Schefter, folks that they've talked to are saying that it's not something that's considered serious. They said that about the rib injury last year, and his ribs was broke. So I'm a little bit, one, I'm worked up over this because I'm emotional, and this is my livelihood. I'm so excited about football and a way to really kind of suck the air out of the Commander's balloon, so to speak, is if this quarterback has to miss any extended period of time. But what I will say, what's most important to me is him getting 100%. I don't care about 2025 more than I care about his long-term health. We're in year two of a rebuild. We got to understand who the hell we are, right? That's like if you hit a parlay, you don't all of a sudden, you ain't rich just because you hit the parlay. You just got a little bit more change right now. Just because you made the playoffs and you're number one of the rebuild doesn't mean you aren't still rebuilding. So the most important thing moving forward is his health. And I trust the administration. I do, but I trust them to an extent. They don't have my unwavering trust because they do little sneaky things like lie about the ribs being broke. But I get it. It was gamesmanship, so on and so forth. I just am saying, one, don't put him back out there till he's 110% ready to go. My other question is like, well, when is that? Right? When will he be 110% ready to go? I think that depends on the severity of the sprain, which we're still waiting the word on how severe that sprain is. But I don't think he plays on Sunday. And that's okay. I don't care about Sunday more than I care about his knee. I'm not just slapping a brace on him and telling him to go play. That's just not the business that I'm in. And to me, if he's not able to run at his full capacity, he's not the same quarterback. He's just not. So I want him to be 110%. I don't want Cliff's play calling to have to change at all. I want him to be right. When will he be right is the big question. Is that a week? Is it 2 weeks? To be honest, I don't even care. Just get him to the point where he's 110%, then I'll feel comfortable. Then I'll feel confident. But I want to take your calls, just getting your reaction on this thing, man. How are you feeling about the starting quarterback being officially listed as day-to-day? His status for Sunday is in doubt. It would be Marcus Mariota getting the start if JD5 could not give it a go. Your reaction to the news? Are you concerned at all about his long-term health? Are you comfortable as a Commanders fan understanding that this is your reality moving forward, that you're rooting for a team that has a rushing mobile quarterback? We're going to be talking about injuries throughout the course of his career, it feels like. Is that something you're okay with? 301-230-0980 is the number. Lap is in D.C. He wants to check in. What's going on, Lap?
Hey, what's up, Linnell?
What's going on, Lap?
Yeah,
how you doing,
man,
bro?
I was good, man, until you get the fan again, man. You took me over the top, bro. But you are making some good points just how they handled the rib injury. And then it, when he got flipped, man, in the
was the play. Man, hey, that was the play, yeah, man, by the way.
That should have been a flag too, man. You ain't even wrapping him up. You going low at his knees, man. Come on, man. And but sometimes you gotta protect the players from themselves too if they want to play. We got trauma, man, from RG3, bro. We don't
suffer from scoring lover syndrome, brother. Put on a T-shirt.
Yeah, man. So hopefully it's good to go, man, and we can play, man. But together they just gotta get it together. And like I said, I don't want that Dan Quinn from the Falcons here, and I don't want that Dan Quinn as the defensive coordinator of the Cowboys, man. So he better get it together, man, because he on thin ice with me.
You got
man.
One shot with this, Lap.
Yes, if he messed his injury situation up, definitely.
For sure. Lab, appreciate you as always, brother. 301-230-0980 is the number. Pete is in Atlanta, wants to chime in. Pete, what's going on, brother? How are you? Thanks for waiting, man.
Yeah, no worries. Thanks for taking my call. There's a couple of things I think about when I'm thinking about how I feel about this. So one is, of course, how serious is it? They're really good about locking information down, which in one sense we like, but in another sense it keeps us in the dark, and sometimes we don't like that, but we don't know. Then number two, he did have a wrist injury too. How bad is that still? Is that an issue?
Right.
If it is a little bit of an issue, that compounds the knee too. So that's two things we're worried about with him. And also number three, we do have a capable backup quarterback.
Very capable, yes.
Mariota is not him. It's not him, of course. But he's not. He proved last year that he can come in for Jaden and hold it down for a game or two. So it's not like we don't have. It's not like we have Josh Howell. I mean, we have Sam Howell sitting on the bench. We're worried. Well, we really don't want to put him in because he's not ready,
right?
Or he can't really give us a chance to win. Mariota can give us that chance. And then number three, one of your other callers brought this up, which I didn't even think about. Mm-hmm. We do have an issue on the right tackle side. And I'm not saying this to put blame on the man, but he is a rookie, and maybe he's just not ready yet. And if we're having struggles over there, Jaden Daniels is not a veteran. He is a second year quarterback. He's still new at this. And if we don't want to put a guy in there that's still developing himself.
Certainly.
And put him at risk to get blasted because the guy on his right also is developing himself and isn't handling it. And that's fine if we need. Like your other caller said that brought that up, put Wiley in there then.
Yeah.
If you're going to put Jaden Daniels in there and he's not 100%, you better make sure you got the right guys in there to keep him upright. If you don't, put Mariota in there. That's what he's there for.
For sure. Appreciate the call as always. Pete, 301-230-0980. Jaden Daniels officially listed as day-to-day with a knee sprain. Our guy Kevin Sheehan going to join us coming up next to give us his thoughts on that. Sports Talk on the Team 980 is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Stream your local NFL game live each and every Sunday all season long, starting at just $30 for your first year. That's like $2.50 per month. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Kevin Sheehan joins us next.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
About a half hour left to go here on this abbreviated edition of the Burgundy and Gold. Today you're tapped in to the youngest in charge, and Noah Willingham, taking you up to 6 o'clock. We got a Monday Night Football doubleheader to wrap up week number 2 in the National Football League. Bucks and Texans coming up at 7 o'clock. And then the nightcap, Chargers and Raiders. Raiders important to us because it is Washington's opponent coming up on Sunday. The big question is, who's going to be the starting quarterback for your Washington Commanders come Sunday? If you're just now joining us, Jaden Daniels, officially going to be listed as day-to-day with what is being described as a knee sprain. Dan Quinn addressed the media earlier this afternoon saying that, you know, he's going to have to hit every marker before he returns to play. What we don't know is whether or not it's a grade 1 sprain, grade 2 sprain, grade 3 sprain. Adam Peters and Dan Quinn and company act like we're the New England Patriots, so they will not divulge information to us. Unless it's a year later and you're talking to Kevin Sheehan, who joins us right now, via the guest hotline. Kevin, you got DQ to reveal that that Jaden's ribs were broken last year. Can you call him up right now?
He didn't reveal anything.
He confirmed it. Can we say that?
No, he didn't. No, he totally didn't answer the question. He just laughed in silence. It was a rib injury. That was it. Yeah, no. He wouldn't go there a year later. That's for sure. But it's funny that you said, you know, they're behaving as if they're the Patriots and we're the Patriots media. It is, I mean, it's a different day, man.
Yes.
Because over the weekend after Grant, you know, had his information that Jaden, you know, had an MRI on Friday, I mean, it was crickets. And every single reporter big reporter, national reporters, they were digging. Nothing.
Yeah.
Nothing from the team, nothing really from the player or the agent. So it's a buttoned-up organization, whereas, you know, 5, 6, 7, 8 years ago, there were 7 or 8 people in the organization fighting to be the first to leak the information.
That's
pretty much what they were. Yeah.
For sure. And obviously, the timing of this, a little brutal after you have what happened on Thursday night. And I saw you retweet out the play where he actually got hurt. He took a helmet to the knee. If a helmet to the knee caused a sprain, Kevin, holy hell. Like, from what you know about knee injuries and watching the play over and over again, as I know you have, you think it's just a grade one sprain, or we potentially should be bracing for something more severe? Because a little birdie got in my ear, said we should be bracing for something a little more severe.
I don't know the answer to that. I really don't. I'm not an expert in knee sprains. I think the bigger picture conversation, though, is Jaden's got to stop taking
these hits. Yeah.
You know, the number one and really the only concern that I think many of us have had going back to pre-2024 draft is that, you know, he did get, you know, banged up occasionally. He did take some shots. He's also very good at avoiding shots. I'm not acting like he's RG3.
Right.
You know, Jaden Daniels can see the field, and, you know, he does that little sidestep out of bounds to avoid, you know, hits at the last second as he gets out of bounds. But in these first two games, he's got crunched a couple times. That first read option keeper in the Giant game, he got twisted around on the sideline a little bit. He got absolutely, you know, blown up multiple times on Thursday night in the pocket.
Yeah.
And there's only so much you can do about that. But, you know, some of the quarterback counters and quarterback powers and,
Kevin,
I think that the QB draws in the zone reads are a little bit safer. But this guy's got a body that doesn't look like he can withstand year after year getting knocked around the way he gets knocked around. He got hit a lot last year. He's gotten hit a lot here in the first 2 weeks of the season. So big picture is that I'm not saying to change the style of the offense, but he's going to have to do a better job, and they're going to have to do a better job of making sure he doesn't take this many hits, or we're going to have these things every year.
I'm not going to survive the Jaden Daniels era. I'm going to be on heart attack watch week in and week out because, to your point, like, he does take some shots, and his build, so to speak, the physical makeup of the kid just doesn't look like he could take it, to your point. But I want to expound a little further upon what you're saying. You agree with me where, like, I'm not changing the offense. Him and his ability to run is what makes him, to me, a special bona fide elite top five quarterback. So I'm going to say the quiet part out loud, and it may ruffle some feathers here. I'm not saying he can't function within the pocket as a passing quarterback, Kevin. I'm not saying he can't beat you with his arm. But if you think that he would be viewed the same way without the ability to hurt you with the legs, I think you're a fool.
Well, nobody would believe that. And look, you know, the best quarterbacks in the game today are all, you know, quarterbacks that use their legs.
Look at Pat on Sunday.
Lamar Jackson, Josh Allen. Now, these are thicker guys, too. You know, I mean, let's be honest about that. But, you know, no, of course not. You can't change the way he plays. He's excellent from the pocket.
Right.
But today's best quarterbacks don't play exclusively from the pocket.
Right.
And he shouldn't either. I think that, you know, he's got to do the job that maybe they shouldn't be doing for him, because they shouldn't change the offense, or they shouldn't, you know, discourage him to run and make plays. He's just going to have to do a better job at avoiding, you know, half the number of hits he takes. And, you know, he does go for it in the open field sometimes. He does, you know, look, those quarterback counters, I've been talking about this for, you know, going back to last year. Quarterback counter, quarterback power, almost by definition means the play is going to end in a pile on the field.
Yeah.
I don't like those plays. Now, a couple of them here and there, maybe in short yardage to go straight 11 on 11, you know, run football, that's fine.
Yeah.
The other plays, whether they're designed or options, they tend to be more open field with the opportunity to slide and get down and not take a hit. But, Yeah, he's not. We're going to have the Carolina game. We're going to have the Green Bay game. We're going to have a lot of these. Hopefully none of them, you know, ever career threatening or season ending. But he's going to get banged around and he's going to lose some time here and there if he doesn't reduce the number of times that he gets hit. You know, again, he's not RG3. RG3 was like almost like an out of control baby giraffe. You know, it's like the legs are going every which way. He couldn't see it. They were the most awkward of hits because his vision wasn't great.
Yeah.
This guy's got phenomenal vision, but he's also super hyper competitive.
Yes.
And he doesn't seem to mind getting tackled.
And that's my thing here is you can't, what's the old adage? You could take a dog out of the fight, but you can't take the fight out of a dog. Like, it's who he's going to be. He is an uber competitor, like you're saying. You want him to be, you know, have a little bit more discernment in terms of which hits he's going to take. But I just don't want the style of football to change for him. That's my big concern here is do we start moving towards that?
It can't.
It can't, yeah. Right.
Lamar Jackson's been hurt a number of times, too. Style doesn't change for him. He's become a better pocket passer.
Right.
But, you know, no one's ever going to fear Lamar Jackson just from the pocket, you know. That'll never, ever not be a part of Jaden's game until it can't be anymore.
Yeah.
And if it couldn't be anymore, he actually could be a very good.
It could be excellent.
Yeah, as a pocket passer and not using, you know, a tremendous mobility. But no, we'll see him continue to play like he's played. I just think he's got to reduce the number of times he gets crunched.
And you think that's a him thing for sure?
Yeah.
In terms of when he returns to play, one, do you, and I'm trying to phrase this to where you don't sidestep my question. What's your trust level in them protecting him from himself all the way? Because if you, let me ask it to you like this, I guess, Kev, if you would have known last year after Carolina that he had broken his ribs on that play, would you have been okay with him not practicing all week and then going out and playing in the game on Sunday?
I'm still skeptical as to whether or not he actually broke a rib or ribs. I think it's very possible he got caught up in the moment with Jefferson and with Saquon Barkley and, you know, as they were talking about injuries and stuff. I can't imagine they put him out there with broken ribs.
Well, that's what it seems like, Kev, and that's what's driving my thoughts right now.
I'm not buying that. I'm honestly not buying that. And by the way, you know, they took him off the injury report, like, you know, 2 weeks later and said he was 100% fine. Well, broken ribs actually take a little bit longer than that.
Right.
I understand it's a pain threshold thing. I don't want to relitigate that. I do trust them. My answer is I do trust them. To take care of him, for sure.
And I think I trust him as well. The rib injury thing, though, definitely makes me raise my eyebrow a little bit. But in terms of when he returns to play, I don't think he suits up on Sunday under really any set of circumstances. The other thing I don't want to do is this either, Kevin. And maybe I'm suffering from scoring lover syndrome with the Robert thing. But I'm not just going to slap a brace on his knee and throw him on the field because he says so. I have a feeling that he is going to dictate when he comes back, and I just hope that he is responsible and understands what is at stake here.
Yeah, I don't know that I agree with that. I think that they're going to – this is – you know, a knee is different than
a rib. 100%. 100%.
So we're talking – yeah, so that's a different thing. He's not getting back onto the field until he's, you know, as Quinn said, he's – you know, got full movement. He can torque, he can twist, he can cut the whole thing. And, you know, and they got, you know, Max Crosby and company on Sunday. So he's got to be able to be himself. I don't know if he can be by Sunday.
Yeah.
You know, the degree, as you mentioned at the beginning, that the level of sprain will probably dictate that.
Yeah.
So, you know, what's interesting is after watching last night's game, the Sunday night game, you know, you look at that pass rush is 10 times better than it's ever been. And so the next few weeks, they've got some, you know, some teams that can get after it. Yeah. And, you know, I don't know how much you've talked about this, but I think my number one, other than health of everybody, including Jaden, mm-hmm. concern long term is the O-line right now. Like, I think the offensive line is an issue, and not just because they played two really good defensive teams. I'd say really good. The first one, they gave up 40 yesterday,
yeah.
but still they got after Dak.
Yeah.
And so they got to figure out an answer with Connerly Jr. here early in his career. Wiley might be a better option.
Yeah, and so this is my whole thought process with that. Do you worry about breaking a young man's confidence this early in his career?
Well, and we can say it. This isn't a developmental year, Linnell. This is a win year, you know, and everybody's, you know, somebody like that's going to, yeah, you get concerned about that. But at this level, you know, a lot of players don't even play their first few games right. at certain positions. It's a long way to go in his career. They got to make sure what happened against the Giants and what happened on Thursday night doesn't happen, because he allowed pass rushers to be incredibly disruptive and impactful to the game.
Certainly. Joined right now by our pal Kevin Sheehan, who you can check out weekdays 10 to 1 right here on the Team 980. You can also check out the Kevin Sheehan podcast wherever you download your podcast. What got buried in this Dan Quinn presser is that he said John Bates and Noah Brown, a long shot for Sunday against Vegas. Noah Brown, I've kind of gotten used to, Kev. Unfortunately, kid's made of glass, hasn't been able to stay healthy in his career. John Bates, on the other hand, how big of a blow would it be if he was out? And are you concerned about him moving forward here at all?
Well, I mean, if running the football is actually something that Kingsbury is interested in, because he was not interested in it on Thursday
Kevin,
night.
Kevin, what were the splits in the first half? Or what was it, like 26 passes to six runs? Something crazy like that in the first half?
The bottom line is, for the game, 48 called pass plays and 12 running back
runs. It's not good enough.
In a game in which you could not protect and your receivers, for the most part, couldn't get open, you got to try something different. I hate, you know, criticizing play calling.
So do I, but damn,
anything,
Kevin.
But that seemed a bit off.
Yeah.
But, Bates is an outstanding player for this team. They'll miss him for sure.
Kevin, I'm, you know what I was going to say to Kevin? I was going to say, I'm pulling to you and blowing out the clock. So we gotta let you go as we're about to wrap up the show here.
I am ready. I'm ready if you need me to leave.
Oh, I'm about to say, we appreciate you as always, man. We'll check you out tomorrow, 10 a.m. sharp, brother. Appreciate you, man.
Love being on with you. Thanks.
That is our guy, Kevin Sheehan. took us all over the place. I hate that we have a two-hour show today. Like, this is criminal. That we have a Monday Night Football doubleheader with all of this information coming out. Noah Brown and John Bates, a long shot for Sunday. Jaden Daniels, his status very much in doubt. What the hell do we do with Josh Connerly? Is the defense going to get their act together? There's a lot to chew on. Tomorrow we're back with you. 4 to 7, full show. We'll break down everything we were just talking about. When we come back, if you got any calls, we'll take them on the Jaden Daniels injury situation. But I want to take a quick spin around the NFL when we come back. Boy, do we got a loaded show coming up for you tomorrow, because we just couldn't get to everything today. So much to chew on. If you're just picking up the kids from school, if you're picking up the kids from aftercare, practice, if you're on the way to the local Giant to get you some dinner, Jaden Daniels officially listed as day-to-day with a knee sprain. I'm sure some more information will come out overnight in terms of the severity of this knee injury. Dan Quinn, assuring all of us, and I appreciate him for this, he's not going to put him out there until he is 110% ready. And I believe him when he says that. I just am like, moving forward, like, I think this is just going to be a conversation that we're going to have to get used to having. Because Kevin was a little bit more bashful than I was, in terms of like, the kid's got to stop taking these hits. Like, that hit he took the other day or the other night, one, it's on Josh Connerly because he gets flushed out from that side. But Jaden just got to know when to go down. And that was the thing about him coming out of college, is him taking these hits. And it's something we're going to have to worry about moving forward. I'm not freaking out over it, even though it may have seemed like I've been freaking out over the past hour and change. I just, It's more so like I got anxiety over it, man. Like, and I'm not going to handle my anxiety the way some of y'all handle y'all anxiety, by the way, either. I'm going to keep it. I'm going to keep it P. But no, like, it just, it sucks that this is our reality and we're going to have to deal with this for years to come. I just hope, one, I hope he shows a little bit more discernment when running, but I also don't want him to change who he is. Like, he is that guy at the position because of his ability to run, in addition to the ability, you know, to beat you from the pocket. So we're just going to have to wait and see. Tomorrow the team is off, so we won't hear from Dan Quinn. Wednesday, Jayden Daniels is actually going to speak to the media. So we're going to get to hear from the horse's mouth on Wednesday what it is and what it ain't. And I expect him to be Tom Brady-like at the podium, knowing how they handle things. He's not going to say much of anything. And then Thursday, we'll hear from the coordinators. I'm curious to know, like, if you could inject Cliff with truth serum because of this injury. When he does come back to play, does it make you want to limit the amount of designed quarterback runs? Because it's a part of who they are, right? Like, it's
he got hurt on a play that wasn't a design run, though.
Exactly. But do you then go, okay, do I need to protect him because he can't protect himself?
Nah, not necessarily.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, nah, I hear what you're saying, but again, this is who he is.
Like, this is who he is.
And like, he going to figure it out just like Josh Allen, Lamar, all these other quarterbacks had to figure it out. We just don't want it to come at the expense of missing multiple games.
Even if he do got to miss multiple games this time around, I care less. Wow. Wanted to go around the NFL, but that's the show. Bucks and Texans coming up at 7 o'clock. Raiders and Chargers coming up at 10 o'clock. If you missed any of the show, you can download the podcast. We're back with you tomorrow, 4 to 7, right here on the Team 980. A full show as we react to Monday Night Football and then give you the latest on the health of the quarterback of your Washington Commanders, Jayden Daniels. If you want to keep the convo going with me on social media, it is at NELL_BTP.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.